Welcome to Zichud Dafsi Money. My member, Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zechar Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah Perek states that if one had two infants to circumcise, one who turns 8 days old after Shabbos, and the other one turns 8 days old on Shabbos, and he forgot which one was which, and he circumcised the one due after Shabbos on Shabbos, that he is chayav for being mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. Rashi explains that he was taught b'dvar mitzvah, v'lo'as a mitzvah. He was occupied in doing a mitzvah, but he didn't actually do a mitzvah. Instead, he wounded the baby on Shabbos, and therefore he's chayav b'chatas for chovel, for wounding. If one infant turns 8 days old on Erev Shabbos, and one turned 8 days old on Shabbos, and he switched them, and he did the one who turned 8 days old on Erev Shabbos on Shabbos, Rabbi Yezer says he's chayav b'chatas, and Rabbi Yeshua says he's pater. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Yezer, even though he did the mitzvah of Mila, doing milah for an infant over 8 days old is not docha Shabbos, and therefore he's chai b'chatas. Rabbi Yeshua, however, holds that he was tab d'var mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah. He was occupied in doing a mitzvah, and he did do the mitzvah of milah, and therefore he is exempt. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that it's possible for a child to have milah performed on the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th day, but not earlier or later. The milah is on the 9th if he was born on Bein HaShemashos. It's on the 10th if he was born on Bein HaShemashos of Erev Shabbos. It's on the 11th if, in the previous case, the day after Shabbos is Yantav, and in the 12th if the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah fall Shabbos. And point number three, a brice records the various brachas and tefillos which were recited at a bris. The male makes the bracha al hamila on the circumcision. The avi haben, the father, makes the bracha l'achniso b'vriso shel Avraham Avinu, to enter him into the bris of Avraham Avinu. Those standing there respond, k'shem she'niknas l'bris, chen yechanas l'toro l'chup ma'isim tovin. Just as he has entered in the bris, so may he enter into Torah, chuppah, and the performance of good deeds. Then someone appointed makes the bracha asher kiddush yadid mibeten, who has sanctified the beloved of one from the womb. Rashi explains that this is referring to Yitzchak, who was sanctified in the womb for this mitzvah, since a year before his birth, Avram was told to circumcise his son. The Gemara concludes with the bracha recited when a meal is done for a ger or eved kanani. So once again, the three topics are, number one, the next Mishnah states that if one had two infants to circumcise, one who turns 8 days old after Shabbos, and the other one turns 8 days old on Shabbos, and he forgot which one was which, and he circumcised the one due after Shabbos on Shabbos, that he's chayav for being mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. Rashi explains that he was tab b'dvar mitzvah, v'lo'as a mitzvah. He was occupied in doing a mitzvah, but he didn't actually do a mitzvah. Instead, he wounded the baby on Shabbos, and therefore he's liable chatas b'chovel for wounding. If one infant turns 8 days old on Erev Shabbos, and one turned 8 days old on Shabbos, and he switched them, and he did the one who turned 8 days old on Erev Shabbos on Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer says he's chayav b'chatas, from Yeshua says he's pater. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Eliezer, even though he did the mitzvah of mila, doing mila for an infant over 8 days old is not docha Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua, however, holds that he was tab b'dvar mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah. He was occupied in doing a mitzvah, and he did do the mitzvah of mila, and therefore he is exempt. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that it's possible for a child to have mila performed on the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th day, but not earlier or later. The meal is on the 9th if he was born on Bein HaShemashos. It's on the 10th if he was born on Bein HaShemashos of Erev Shabbos. It's on the 11th if in the previous case, the day after Shabbos is Yantiv. And on the 12th, if the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah follow Shabbos. And point number three, a brice records the various brachas and tefillos which were recited at a bris. The moel makes the bracha al hamila on the circumcision. The avi haben, the father, makes the bracha l'achniso b'vriso shel Avraham Avinu. Those standing there respond, Kishem Shenik Zubris, Ken Yechanos the Torah Chuppah Maisim Tovim. Just as he has entered into the bris, so may he enter into Torah Chuppah and the performance of good deeds. Then someone appointed makes the bracha Asher Kiddush Yadid Mibeten, who has sanctified the beloved of one from the womb. Rashi explains that this is referring to Yitzchak, who was sanctified in the womb for this mitzvah, since a year before his birth, Avram was told to circumcise his son. The Gemara concludes with the bracha recited when a meal is done for a ger or eved kanani. Alright, so now we go to a simfer Kuf Lamed Zayin, and we had lots of different suggestions. We had klutz, a lot of people suggested klezmer ban, calzones, hot coals, a magician walking over hot coals, or hot coals over barbecue, a chesidish, a klois, claws came up again. But I'm going to go with another popular suggestion, which was a closet. We had people saying monsters in a closet, or a huge walk-in closet, but I'm just using it as a closet as our simon for Kuf Lamed Zayin. So thank you, everybody, for your suggestions, and here goes. The embarrassed father hid in the closet after he realized the meal was done on Shabbos for the wrong baby, whose bris should have been on the 12th day, and no one could find him when it came time for the bracha. Once again, it's a motion. The embarrassed father hid in the closet. Closet, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. The embarrassed father hid in the closet after he realized the meal was done on Shabbos for the wrong baby, which reminds us, the next Mishnah in the Perek states that if one had two infants to circumcise, one who turns 8 days old after Shabbos, and the other one turns 8 days old on Shabbos, and he forgot which one was which, and he circumcised the one due after Shabbos on Shabbos, that he's chai for being mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. Rashi explains that he was tab d'var mitzvah v'lo as a mitzvah. He was occupied in doing a mitzvah, but did not actually do a mitzvah. Instead, he wounded the baby on Shabbos, and therefore he's liable achatis for chovel, for wounding. If one infant turns 8 days old on Erev Shabbos, and one turned 8 days old on Shabbos, and he switched them, and he did the one who turned 8 days old on Erev Shabbos on Shabbos, Rabbi Yezer says he's chai v'chatas, and Rabbi Yeshua says he's pater. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Yezer, even though he did the mitzvah of milah, doing milah for an infant over 8 days old is not docha Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua, however, holds that he was tabed dvar mitzvah, vasa mitzvah. He was occupied in doing a mitzvah, and he did do the mitzvah of milah, and therefore he's exempt. So the embarrassed father hid in the closet after he realized the meal was done on Shabbos for the wrong baby, whose bris should have been on the 12th day. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that it's possible for a child to have meal performed on the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th day, but not earlier or later. The meal is on the 9th if he was born Beinah Shmashos. It's on the 10th if he was born Beinah Shmashos, the day of Shabbos. It's on the 11th if, in the previous case, the day after Shabbos is Yontav, and on the 12th if the 2 days Rosh Hashanah follow Shabbos. So the embarrassed father hid in the closet after he realized the meal was done on the Shabbos for the wrong baby, whose bris had been done on the 12th day, and no one could find him when it came time for the bracha. Which reminds us, a bris records the various brachas and tefillos which are recited at a bris. The moel makes the bracha al hamila on the circumcision. The avi aben makes the bracha l'achniso bevriso sh'avram avinu. Those standing there respond, k'shem sh'niknas bris ken yechanas l'toro l'chop maizim tovim, just as he entered into the bris, so may he enter into Torah, Chuppah, and the performance of good deeds. Then someone appointed makes a bracha, Shekidesh Yadim Mebaten, who has sanctified the Beloved One from the womb. Rashi explains that this is referring to Yitzchak, who was sanctified in the womb for this mitzvah, since the year before his birth, Avram was told to circumcise his son. The Gemara concludes with the bracha recited when a meal is done for a ger or an Evakanani. So once again, the embarrassed father hid in the closet after he realized the meal was done on Shabbos with the wrong baby, whose birth should have been done on the 12th day. And no one could find him when it came time for the bracha. Now it's time for a four bra bag chazara. Daf kufla megimel. So the symbol for kufla megimel is clogs. So here goes. The Dutch moil with colorful depictions of the carbon Pesach and bris milah on his clogs. Clogs, that must be run daf kufla megimel. The Dutch moil with colorful depictions of the carbon Pesach and bris milah on his clogs, which reminds Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, that the lachas of Rav Kiva's klal. The kol malach she'efshel asos me'er Shabbos, any malacha that can be performed Erev Shabbos cannot push aside Shabbos restrictions. He states that the lacha is Rabbi Akiva by Mila, and he states this in regards to Karban Pesach as well. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda needed to teach that the lacha is like Rabbi Akiva in both cases. If he had only taught that the preliminaries for Mila do not override Shabbos, one might think this is because not fulfilling the mitzvah does not involve an Issur Karis. But by Karban Pesach, with which one receives Karis, if one doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, one might think that the preliminaries do override Shabbos. And if he had only said that the lach is Rabbi Akiva by Karban Pesach, one might have thought that specifically the preliminaries of the Karban Pesach do not override Shabbos restrictions. But in regards to Mila, with which 13 bristles were made over the mitzvah, perhaps Shabbos is pushed aside. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda taught that the lach is Rabbi Akiva in both cases. So the Dutch moil with colorful depictions of the Karban Pesach and bris milah on his clogs was so relieved he didn't invalidate the mitzvah. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Osin kol tzarchi milah b'Shabbos, we may perform all the needs for milah on Shabbos, and then proceed to list various needs, such as priya, the uncovering of the crown, matzitza, the drawing of blood, and bandaging. The Gemara asks what the Mishnah meant to include when it stated, kol tzarchi milah, all the needs of milah, given that the Mishnah's list seemingly included everything. The Gemara answers by bringing a brayse that teaches that as long as one is involved in the milah, chozer ben al tzitzin ma'akmin as a milah, he may return to the shreds that impede the validity of the mila and to those that do not invalidate the mila as well. This is what the mission was coming to include. The Brisa concludes that once one withdrew from the mila because he thought it was complete, he may only return to the tzitzin that invalidate the mila, not to those that do not. So the Dutch moil, with colorful depictions of the carbon Pesach and bris mila on his clogs, was so relieved he didn't invalidate the mila because he loved to beautify mitzvahs. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa that the pasuk ze keli v'aneveyu, this is my God and I will beautify him, implies hisna'i lefanav b'mitzvahs, beautify oneself before him in the fulfillment of mitzvahs. For example, one should make a beautiful sukkah, a lulav, shofar, tzitzis, sefer Torah, and write using a beautiful ink, a beautiful pen, an expert scribe, and wrap the Torah in beautiful silks. Abishol says, Va'anevehu hevi domelo. The word Va'anevehu implies to be like him. Rashi explains that Abishol understands Va'anevehu as a contraction of the words Ani vehu, I and he. Ma'u chanun v'rachum, af atahiyeh chanun v'rachum. Just as Hashem is gracious and compassionate, so to you should be gracious and compassionate. Daf Kuf Lamed Daled. So the symbol for Kuf Lamed Daled is a cloud. So here goes. The cumin-colored cloud. Cloud, that must be more Daf Kuf Lamed Daled. The cumin-colored cloud, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brice that states, Devarim she'in osin l'mila b'Shabbos, osin l'b'yantav. Things that we may not do for mila on a Shabbos, we may do on a yantav, such as crushing cumin and vigorously mixing together oil and wine. The Mishnah earlier forbid these two actions be done on Shabbos. Abai asked Rav Yosef that just as it's mutter to crush cumin on yantav because it's permitted to do malach on yantav, if it's for the purpose of eating, so too it should be permitted to vigorously mix oil and wine on Shabbos because it's fit to be used for a sick person. Rashi explains the Gemara is referring to a chol she'ein bo sakana, a sick person who is not in danger, since any malach can be done for a chol she'yesh bo sakana, a person who is dangerously ill. So Rav Yosef answers that the Brice is dealing with preparing medication for sick people, which doesn't require vigorous mixing. Our Mishnah is addressing preparing medication for a mila, which does require vigorous mixing, and therefore it's forbidden to do on Shabbos. So the cumin-colored cloud gave the infant a yellowish hue. So they decided to delay the bris, which reminds us, Abai shares many pieces of advice that his adopted mother gave him regarding treating infants with various ailments. The final piece of advice was that if an infant whose body is a reddish hue, it's because the blood is not absorbed into his flesh. Rashi explains that his blood is located between the skin and the flesh, and the child might bleed to death from the circumcision. Therefore, one should wait to perform the circumcision until his blood is absorbed in his flesh. Similarly, if an infant's body has a yellow hue, it's due to the infant being blood deficient. Rashi explains that this condition leaves him very weak with the risk of death from the circumcision. Therefore, one should wait until the infant is full-blooded and then circumcise him. So the cumin-colored cloud gave the infant a yellowish hue. So they decide to delay the bris just as they were sprinkling hot water on the baby by hand. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah introduces Malchokas regarding bathing an infant before and after Mila. The Tanakhama holds Marchitzin as a katan. One may bathe an infant in hot water on Shabbos, both before and after the Mila, and Mazalfin al-Biyad of Lobakeli. And he may sprinkle hot water on the infant by hand, but not with utensil. When the Lazman Azariah says Marchitzin is a katan, we may wash the infant on the third day following the Mila if it occurs on Shabbos, for its state regarding the Bnei Shechem, Yibiyom Ashrishim Yosim Koavim, and it came to pass on the third day when they were in pain. Daf Kuf Lamed Hey, so the simon for Kuf Lamed Hey is Kola, so here goes. The cheap kosher brand Kola, that must mean run Daf Kuf Lamed Hey. The cheap kosher brand Kola served in abundance at the Hataf is dumb for the child born Mahol, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brice that teaches that the word Orla So, his foreskin, is coming to exclude several cases in which performing meal on Shabbos is not permitted. One of the cases is one who is born mahul, circumcised. The Brisa states that Beis Shammai holds that one who is born mahul still requires hatafas dam, the drawing of blood, whereas Beis Hillel does not. Rashi explains that Beis Shammai requires hatafas dam because perhaps the baby has an oral kavusha, a suppressed orla. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that a child born mahul requires hatafas dam. They disagree in the case of a ger who converted when he was already circumcised. Beis Shammai requires hatafas dam, and Beis Hillel does not. In this case, there is no concern of an oral kavusha. The hatafas dam here represents a symbolic act of entering the bris. So the cheap kosher brand Kola, served in abundance at the hatafas dam for the child born mahul, was left over from the first day C-section bris, which reminds us, Rabbi Yassi stated a rule, Koshi imo tamei aleidan nimo shmona. Any newborn whose mother becomes tamei due to childbirth is circumcised on the eighth day. While any newborn whose mother does not become tamei due to childbirth, for example, a woman who had a cesarean birth, is not circumcised on the eighth day, but rather on the first day. He learns it from the juxtaposition of the pasuk, Isha ki zazria, v'yalda zakar v'tama. When a woman conceives and gives birth to a male, she shall be tamei. With the pasuk, v'yom ashmini yemo basar alaso, and on the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. So the cheap kosher brand Kola, served in abundance at the hatafas dam for the child born mahul, was left over in the first day C-section bris for the cute little Eva Kanani baby. Which reminds us, a brice is brought that discusses when the meal for a baby Eva Kanani is performed and distinguishes between a yili bais, a child born to a shifchu who is the property of a Jewish master, and a mikne kesef, a slave that was purchased. According to the Tanakhama, if one bought a shivcha who was pregnant at the time, and she later gave birth to a boy, this is a case of a mikne kesef that is circumcised on the eighth day. If one bought the shivcha and her child along with her, then this is a case of a mikne kesef that is circumcised on the first day. If one bought a shivcha and she became pregnant while in his possession and gave birth, this is a case of a yili bais, a slave that is born in the house, who is circumcised on the eighth day. The Gemara later on discusses the fourth case of yili bais that is circumcised on the first day. Rav Chama disagrees and has a different understanding of these four cases. Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. So the symbol for Kuf Lamed Vav is a clue. So here goes. The clue. Clue. That must mean Ron Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. The clue in the case of the missing eight-day-old infant turned up when the moyo claimed he was just cutting meat, which reminds us of his Tanna Braisa on Daf Kuf Lamed Hey Amed Beis, that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that any human newborn that survives for 30 days is not suspected of being a nefa, a non-viable child. As the Pasuk states regarding the mitzvah of redeeming a bechor, v'fuduyu miben chodesh tifte. Those that are to be redeemed, you shall redeem from the age of a month. The Gemara questions this ruling since this implies that we doubt the viability of a child less than 30 days old. And if so, we should be prohibited from performing a meal on Shabbos for fear that the newborn might be a nefa, which does not have a mitzvah of milah. Rav Ada bar Ava answered that Shabbos is not violated no matter what status we give the child. Im chayu shapra kamal. If he is a viable child, then it was proper to have the meal on Shabbos. Im lav mechatuk babasuhu. And if not, one is merely cutting meat when he circumcises it, which does not violate Shabbos. So the clue in the case of the missing eight-day-old infant turned up when the moyo claimed he was just cutting meat turned out to be a kohen betrothed to the mother, which reminds us. If an infant who was the sole surviving child of his dead father died within 30 days of his birth, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would say that we are concerned that the newborn was a nafal, and therefore it's a possibility that his wife had no children from the deceased husband, and she cannot get married until she does Yibum or Chalitza. So the Gemara asks, what if this baby's mother went ahead and became a kudeshes, betrothed to a man, even though she was not allowed to, as the baby might have been a nafal? Ravina said in the name of Rava, if she was mekudeshes to Yisrael, who's permitted to marry a woman who's undergone chalitza, then we tell her now to do chalitza. However, if she was mekudeshes to a kohen, whom the rabban is not permitted to marry a chalitza, we do not make her undergo chalitza because then she would become forbidden to her husband. Rashi explains that in this case of the kohen, we rely on the opinion of the rabban who disagree with the Rabban Shimon Gamliel and do not question the viability of a newborn less than 30 days old. Rav Shirvi in the name of Rava said that in both cases the woman must undergo chalitza, since the halacha follows Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. So the clue in the case of the missing eight-day-old infant turned up when the moyo claimed he was just cutting meat, turned out to be a kohen betrothed to the mother, and wasn't a definite male. Which reminds us, a malchokas is introduced in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, whether one performs milah for an androgynous on Shabbos. Which reminds us, a malchokas was introduced in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, whether one performs milah for an androgynous on Shabbos. The Rabban forbidden Rabbi Yehuda permits it because he holds that an androgynous is a male. Rav Shivzi said in the name of Rav Chisda that Rabbi Yehuda does not consider an androgynous a definite male in all cases. For it was taught in a brisa in the Sifra, a collection of brises on Sefer Vayikra, that only a zachar vadai nekev vadais, a definite male and a definite female, bring an erech vow, not a tumtum or androgynous. And stam Sifra, Rabbi Yehuda, an anonymous brisa in the Sifra reflects a view of Rabbi Yehuda. Alright, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz plus the three bonus questions of Maseches Brachos. Number one, which have learned that meal can be performed on the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th day? That's on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number two, which have we have a question if Hatuf is dumb is done for a child born Maul? That's on Daf Kuf Lamed Hey. Good. Number three, which have learned the Brachos were cited at a bris meal? That's on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number four, which have we learned what is done if a woman becomes Mekudeshes after her less than 30-day-old infant had died? That's on Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. Good. Number five, which stuff we have a Malkokos regarding washing a baby before and after a bris? That's on Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet. Good. Number six, which stuff we learn one can crush cumin for a bris on Yantav? That's on Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet. Good. Number seven, which stuff you learn the pshat in the pasuk ze keli vanavehu? That's on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number eight, which stuff you discuss when a bris is done for an evik nani baby? That's on Daf Kuf Lamed Hey. Good. Number nine, which stuff you have regarding one who performed milah for a baby born Erev Shabbos on Shabbos. That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed Zayin. Good number 10. In which Daf we learn that Kol Tzarchei Mila in the Mishnah is coming to include the Yerchozo Al Tzitzin as long as one's still involved in the Mila. That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed Gimel. Excellent. And then the three bonus questions of Maseches Brachos. Number 1. Which Daf we learn about the Tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Number 2. Which of you learned that there are five things which are a 60th of something else? That's on Daf. Nun Zion. Good. And finally, number 3. Which Daf do we learn about the Gimel Mishmaros? That's on Daf. Gimel. Great. All right. That concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichru wishing you a great day. Great learning.